When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at EyesightAssociates.com.
Hi, this is Joanne Bicknair with the podcast, It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. And of course, by now, you're familiar with this format. You know, if you're listening to the Man Up Show, and I hope that you are, and if you're not, go on over to the podcast there, the Truth Radio Network, and or your favorite podcast platform, and pull up the Man Up Show with Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up. But on this show, I give you the opportunity to ask me some questions. But before we get there, we want to know a little bit about you. And today, I've got Crossfire on Fire, Randy Shepherd, with me today on Q&A. Randy, welcome to Q&A with Koloff.
It's a blessing to be here, Nikita, and thank you for the opportunity.
Well, and you know, I mentioned On Fire, Crossfire, of course, this is a ministry that you have. But before we dive into that, we have some relatability here, being sports-minded. Now, for me, a passion for football, but for you, a passion for basketball. And tell our listeners, just give a little backdrop on Randy Shepherd.
Yes, sir. I grew up in Asheville, North Carolina, came to know Christ as my Lord and Savior as a nine-year-old boy. And my joke and to young people today is that I didn't have a pet, but my dad put a basketball, a football, and a baseball in my hand. I played all three sports up until the ninth grade, and then I transferred over to public schools from Christian schools in the ninth grade because I felt like I had a better chance of getting a scholarship. And young people that are listening, make sure you stay close to Jesus when you do that, because I unfortunately let basketball become number one, but the Lord drew me back in college, and maybe talk about that later. But yes, so I had an aspiration to play high school basketball and university basketball, and then maybe make it to the NBA, and made it through two of those goals. But then Lord had something better for me than the NBA. But I had a unique situation. I played with a great player by the name of Buzz Peterson. Buzz was the player of the year in the state of North Carolina, 1980, over the Mike, who became Michael, who became MJ, Jordan. And we all met at Dean Smith's basketball camp in the summer of 1980. And Buzz and Michael decided they were going to go play at the same school, the Tar Heels of North Carolina. And I wasn't good enough to play there, so I went to UNC Asheville Bulldogs. Played, had a great career there, and then God called me into full-time ministry with Crossfire, where we now do use basketball as a tool to share the gospel locally, nationally, and around the world. So I've been blessed, brother.
Yeah, you and your partner Jamie Johnson, like you have like summer basketball camps and as well, right?
Yes, sir. We started a camp summer of 1990 as just a prayer request, a dream, and set a goal for so many boys to come the first summer, and if they learn some basketball, then, and most importantly, if they learned about Jesus and heard the gospel. And the Lord blessed that, and since then, we've, glory to God, seen over 25,000 young people come through the camp in 33 summers. And sounds like a lot, but every one of those are special, and we try to give them special attention, boys or girls, ages 6 to 18, mountains of western North Carolina. We can come to your church and your area and do some 1 or 2 day clinics, but most of our week long camps are here in Western North Carolina, Hendersonville, Asheville, Morris Hill area around Asheville. So yes, sir, we're very thankful.
And obviously, you know, a basketball camp or a clinic, you know, when you go to another community, you know, the focus, the emphasis is of course on basketball, but because of your faith, Jamie, there's a spiritual, I'll say, overtone to the camps as well, right? They're going to not only learn basketball skills, but they're at least going to be introduced to a faith or a spiritual aspect as well, right?
Definitely. I grew up, my hero is a guy named Pistol Pete Maravich, who did all the ball handling drills and so forth. So I wasn't the greatest athlete, couldn't jump real high, but I mastered those drills. So I use a lot of them now as we teach the fundamentals of the game. The fundamentals of basketball kind of have been lost today. You got a lot of AAU ball, run and gun, and the young people don't get the fundamentals. And I've talked to many college coaches that said, hey, sometimes I get great athletes, but I've got to teach them the fundamentals of the game. And usually, you and I know the team that has the fundamentals along with the good athletes are usually the ones that win championships. So, yes, we teach the fundamentals of the game, passing, shooting, dribbling, rebounding. We do play 5-on-5 and competition. But most importantly to us, Nikita, like to you and your ministry, is presenting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ as evangelists. We give them an opportunity to make a decision for Christ. And then if they've already come to Christ, we want to disciple them that week. But that's the foremost goal. And we say, like the Apostle Paul said, to use all means necessary to win some. If you're a plumber, plumb for Jesus. If you're an electrician, do it for Jesus. If you're a former world heavyweight wrestler, do it for Jesus.
That's
if you're a
right.
former baller, do it for Jesus. So we're trying to use it to further the kingdom and spread the gospel.
Well, and I know you mentioned MJ, Michael Jordan, and you befriended him at an early age. I know you're still friends to this day. And speaking of, you know, of witnessing, I know you've witnessed and shared the gospel, the plan of salvation with Michael. I know you pray for him all the time. But in addition to Michael, you've had the opportunity, because you have traveled, correct me if I'm wrong, 68 different countries, 47 states, and not to name drop, but you've had the opportunity, Randy, because I follow you on social media. I'm like, I'm always amazed at like who you're in front of and sharing the gospel with. Who are some other names that just people would recognize that you've had the privilege or the opportunity to at least share the gospel with?
Sure. I had the opportunity, glory to God, and I think the Lord knows our heart, and if we're willing to share, he's going to put us in places to share with people that might not normally get the gospel. But had a chance to share with President Barack Obama when he was president. He came to Asheville, and it's a whole other story, but spent about 5 minutes with him and was able to share the gospel with him. Been blessed to talk to Michael about the gospel many times. LeBron James, I had a situation with him in an elevator. I had Kobe Bryant at the Olympics in 2000, and he's no longer with us, obviously. Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, a lot of the NBA players from my era, and some of the younger ones I haven't ministered to as much. But I just, whether it's a wino in downtown Asheville, or whether it's a child in Africa, or whether it's a senior citizen at a rest home, we all need the gospel. And sometimes, as you came out of that world, you were a household name, Nikita, and people knew you. I knew of you way before we ever met. And people sometimes, I think, are afraid of approaching big-name people with the gospel. They want to get an autograph or a picture, which is fine. I've done the same thing, but I always want to try to plant a seed of the gospel, whether it's just a gospel track or, hey, brother, have you ever put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? And gives them something to think about. And so I think that's what's important in our world, because we do put athletes on pedestals, and I don't think the Lord's going to do that. The Lord's looking at our heart, and he's looking if we have a relationship with him.
Well, and you bring up a valid point for all of our listeners, and be encouraged, because it can sometimes be intimidating, right, to recognize whether it's a Hollywood actor or some sports, you know, celebrity, or, you know, to shy away from sharing your faith with them. But I'll just I'll just diddle what you just said and encourage all of our listeners, no matter who it is, to just have that boldness and that courage to be able to share your faith. So, well, what, Randy, where can people find out more about Crossfire Ministries' website, or is there a number they can call, or where can they find out more?
Yes, sir. CrossfireMinistry.com, Crossfire Ministry, T-R-Y, singular, and our website, because ministries was taken, but CrossfireMinistry.com, or you can call us here, 828 area code 255-9111, 828-255-9111, or CrossfireMinistry.com. Would love to hear from you.
So if you're a ministry out there or a pastor listening today and have an interest in learning more about Randy Shepherd, Jamie Johnson, his partner, Crossfire Ministries, how to bring these basketball clinics to your community, or just bring these guys in to minister to your congregation, then certainly reach out. Or you have a son or a daughter and want to send them to a bona fide basketball camp, I can assure you, Crossfire Ministries would be one that you would want to consider. So give that some serious consideration. So, well, Randy, it is Q&A with Koloff. So let's segue, and I have no clue, no idea what questions you might have for me. I know you said you knew about me, but way before, you know, we had ever met. Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement? Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, the Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Fire away your, speaking of fire, fire away your first question at me, Randy.
Sure. I think sometimes, Nikita, this just came to my mind. I've kind of been going through a challenge recently that they look at Nikita Koloff, or maybe not, I don't think I'm on your level, but they look at me sometimes locally and they think, wow, he seems to have it all together. He doesn't really have any problems. And man, if he had the problems I had, or blah, blah, blah. But you know, you get on the firing lines for the Lord, the enemy is going to come at you that much harder, those that are on the firing lines. And don't want to get real personal with you, and I have no idea what you're going to say, but maybe some struggle or some fiery dart, a health condition, or anything that the enemy has thrown at you before and how you've dealt with it, and might encourage someone out there to know that, yes, Nikita Koloff is a human being as well, and Randy Shepherd has situations that he's dealing with. And it, don't want to put you much on the spot, but if there's something that comes to your mind that you really maybe has shaken your faith a little bit, where you really had to the Lord used it to really get your attention and humble you a little bit.
Well, it's a great question, and really, in fact, I just had this conversation recently with a while back in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and out to lunch with the pastor at the church there that I was speaking at, and several people had come to my resource table after the service who were struggling. Like one guy in particular comes to mind both his parents are aging out, right? And mm-hmm. one's in assisted living, the other has some physical health and challenges, you know, and he works full time, and I mean, he was, you know, he goes, I'm feeling the pressure. I don't know how much more I can take. And, you know, and so, you know, I just felt prompted to pray with him. And of course, by the time I'd finished praying, you know, he was teared up and, you know, Amen. Crying and just overwhelmed, right? At all the pressures that life can bring. And that was one of several people I prayed with. And so we were discussing that at lunch. And really the reality is for all those listening out there, Randy Shepherd, Nikita Koloff included, none, like zero of us will get through this life unscathed. In other words, Amen. we're yeah. going to be hurt by someone, we're going to be hurt by something, we're going to be, whether it's a wounded in the heart or a physical affliction, right? Like you've experienced in the past, Randy, like I've experienced, whether it's fractured legs, right, like I experienced in my college yes. days, mm-hmm. or a broken heart, like I experienced in my younger days in a relationship. Right, none of us are going to escape this life. In fact, Jesus pointed to it. Jesus illustrated, said, "In this life, you will have trouble." Right, and he said too. He said, "Difficult is the way. It's a narrow. If you're going to follow me." One, it's a narrow path. Two, it's going to be difficult. Three, they hated me, so they're going to hate you. So you're mm-hmm. you're going to experience some challenges in life. And without, I guess without getting specific, I haven't been without my challenges. You know, right. I just kind of broadly painted a brushstroke here of some of the things that I have faced in my own life. But what's carried me through and what I want to encourage all of our listeners with is, one, putting your faith in Christ, okay? So making sure you have that bona fide personal relationship with Jesus, and then no matter what you're facing, your faith is challenged to step in and surround yourself with other Christ followers, solid believers who can rally to your side when you are going through something, because you will go through something. And so I guess that's a way I'd address or answer the question.
Great answer.
Yeah, is to press in, no matter what you're going through, press in to that relationship. One, make sure you got one, and then secondly, press into it, but also surround yourself with other solid believers who can rally to your side when you're going through stuff. So,
amen. That is excellent. That's a blessing. I appreciate you sharing. I'm sure that will help some folks out there, brother. Thank you for being honest.
Yes. No, thank you for asking the question. So you got another one for me, Randy?
Yes, sir. I guess that would be kind of a valley question. What would you say to those that were listening as maybe one of your greatest mountaintop experiences? I know you and a little boy or a senior citizen coming to Christ would be supernaturally great for you, but if there's something that stands out in your mind, something in your ministry that was just an awesome mountaintop experience that you had, you probably had a lot of them, but if something like that comes to your mind, we've just went from the valley, let's go to the mountaintop now.
Well, and great question. And there are a number of defining moments in my life where in my walk with Christ, you know, from 17 October 1993, fast forward 30 plus years later, you know, that I can look back, we call them mountaintop moments, might call them a marker moment. One in particular comes to mind was a camp that I went to in South Texas through a ministry called Fellowship of the Sword, an event called Quest, where it was a five-day catalyst where men, a small group of men, gathered together on this ranch in South Texas, and I just encountered the Lord in fresh new ways that I had never experienced before. And it was almost an experience where, you know, you don't want to leave, right? You're on the mountaintop yes, as you're speaking. You're like, man, do we have to really go home?
Right.
You know, I know I've been here for 5 days, but can we extend this a few more days? You know, just because of that encounter. But I will say for all of our listeners out there, because of that encounter, you know, God really then put men on my heart, men's ministry on my heart. And fast forward to today, and now Lex Luger, a former wrestler, a friend of mine, close friend of mine, who came to the Lord April 23rd, 2006, he and I now do a camp called Man Camp, where we now give other men the opportunity to have that mountaintop experience as well. And so not only have I had a number of mountaintop experiences, we now have turned that around to give other men an opportunity to have that very same or similar type experience, you might say. So
wow, that's great. I got to be a part of one of those down at the church there when I gave a little testimony. It was just a 1 or 2 day thing, but one of these days I want to make one of your longer events, and that is awesome how God used you to get that experience, and now you want to carry that to other men. That is awesome. Praise the Lord.
Well, and I will just on the record, anytime that it works out in your schedule, we have a spot, we have a place waiting just for you. And for a guy like yourself, Randy, and of course your partner, Jamie, and you know, sometimes, because, you know, I know your heart. You give. And for a guy like yourself and many others who are in ministry who come to Man Camp, here's the first thing I say to him, Randy. You might appreciate this. Take the hat off. You are not here to minister. You are here to be ministered to. And so for a handful of days, you come to Man Camp, we're gonna love on you and serve you and sow into you so that you can return back home perhaps recharged or refreshed, or maybe God even gives you a fresh vision for something, you know, something, or a brand new vision for something to do, you know, upon your return home. And so I just want to know that invitation is out there for you, Randy, and then for many others. Like, if you're like, well, where can I get mancamp.info? That's where you can get more information. Mancamp.info if you want to learn more about coming in and encountering.
Definitely. That's so good, because the Lord told us to pull apart before we come apart, right?
Well, that reminds me like one of the Bible I preach out of has duct tape on it, right? I told this congregation the other day, of course, I know you've heard this, and but maybe somebody hasn't heard it. If your Bible's falling apart, there's probably a pretty good chance you're not.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Yes, sir.
Well, and I appreciate you, are we all out of questions? We're about out of time, but if you have one more, I can answer it. Or are we good?
We're good. You answered those are two great questions, from the valley to the mountaintops, and I think that will benefit everybody that listens.
Well, and I appreciate you one more time for all of our listeners out there. Crossfire Ministries, give that website one more time for them.
Yes, sir. CrossfireMinistry.com, CrossfireMinistry.com. We're based in Asheville, North Carolina. We can come preach at your church, do a student rally, speak at FCA, a sport team, a prison in the area, in the streets, whatever you want. We don't need a basketball, but it's a great tool to use, and we love to share our faith and come and even challenge your church on how and sharing their faith, because as we mentioned earlier, unfortunately, probably 95% of believers don't share their faith. And Nikita, I was in that category for way too long, and the Lord's had someone challenge me and gave me a boldness to share the gospel. So it's his gift, but we got to use it for his glory and his honor. And as you mentioned earlier on the first program, we may not have the gift of evangelism, but we're all called to be reconcilers and to share the gospel. So yes, we could definitely come to your area and encourage your people in that way.
Well, and the phone number, there's a phone number they can call you at too,
yes,
right?
Yes, 828-255-9111, 828-255-9111. Nikita, I just want to say I appreciate you, brother. Look up to you as a mentor. We don't get to talk a lot, but I'm following you on Facebook and different social media as well. And I appreciate the fact of how you have a heart for the gospel and you're reaching out to men, because we know if we get the men, we'll probably get the family. Praise the Lord.
Well, likewise. Thank you, Randy. And I appreciate that. Randy Shepherd, Crossfire Ministries, great to have you on Q&A today. And thank all of you tuning in each and every week, supporting Q&A with Koloff and, of course, the Man Up Show. It's time to man up. God bless you. Go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day today. This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.